Radio News.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Minutes after the hour, and a very good Saturday morning to you. Back here with your friends on Garden America Biz Talk Radio. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. And guess what? We have a new permanent number for you to call. So write this down and use it. It is 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855, the number 4, Biz Talk. 855-424-9825. And we'll repeat it over and over again to get you back into the swing of things, but that is our toll-free number for you. Good Saturday morning. Back with Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa. Follow us on Facebook. You can also send us your questions or your comments to john@gardenamerica.com as we kick off our weekend. 1 hour today, 2 hours tomorrow, and it is good to have you on board.
Seems like a little easier number to remember.
It's a lot better, isn't it? 855-424-9825, or if you prefer, 855-4-BIZ-TALK, and that is our network, Biz Talk Radio. John, looks like you had a good week. I can tell by the way you look.
I had a busy week, and I did something I don't even think you and Sharon know about yet.
Uh-oh.
Let me see. This is something we discussed before?
I don't know. Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
What do these have in common? Blueberries? Olives? Pomegranates, figs, raspberries.
They're on our garden.
Citrus.
They're on our website to order.
Oh, Sharon beat you.
Well, I was going to say antioxidants.
I'm in the process of adding over 100 fruit trees to our website.
Now, that is new. That is new and special.
Right. And some of these, some are available for shipping beginning September 19th, I believe. However, most of what I just mentioned is available right now. But it takes a long time to put something on the
website.
That's
a great list, though. I like that.
And some of the items, like, for instance, the olives.
Have we sold olives before?
No.
No, we've never sold
olives.
That's
great.
No.
You know, and do you remember when we were in France, Brian, and we would see all those pots at the local florists or garden areas?
Yes.
That had little olive trees in them?
Yes.
That's a dwarf olive that comes from either Spain or Portugal called Arbequina. And we have that one available for sale, too.
I do remember seeing the 900-year-old olive tree by the aqueduct.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Gosh, just amazing.
It's difficult to ship those, so we're not offering anything like that.
That would be difficult. Yeah. What kind of root system is that?
But, I'm really excited to be
offering. You said raspberries, pomegranates?
Blueberries, yeah. You name it. We got it.
Wow. And that's GardenAmerica.com.
However, on some items, like the blueberries and the olives, for instance, I have not had time to officially list them for order. So if you click on that area, you'll see, like, if you click on fruits and then go to olives, you'll see something that says all the olives that we have are $39.95 each, and here's the four that are available right now.
Oh, okay.
So if that's the case, you come across something I haven't listed, if you send me a note that you're interested in purchasing one, then I'll get back with you so you can. But hopefully over the next couple of weeks, we'll get everything listed. I was really excited to list some of the citrus we've never had before, Sharon. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the citrus.
I'm looking it up right now. There's 14 citrus trees,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, some really cool ones. And one...
Oh, is it some that we were looking for?
Well, one I've been looking for forever, and that's the vanilla blood orange.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Yes. I remember you telling me about the vanilla blood orange, and I think I looked it up. And
it's an orange that has no acid to it.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Wow. What would that taste? What does that taste like?
Well, you know, some people can't take citrus because of the acid.
Yeah, right.
So you could take this, and one thing that is great is to maybe take something like a lime quat and squeeze the juice of the lime quat in there so you get a little bit of the acidy lime with this blood orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, really interesting things. We've got the bergamot sour orange. We've got all the common things, of course, but there's, you know, the unusual things were the ones I wanted to get up first couldn't find.
Yeah.
We got one of Sharon's favorites, the Australian finger lime.
Oh, yes, it is.
Is available. And the Marrakesh lemon. I really, when we went to Europe and we were in Mentone, I was really fascinated with the lemons they had over there. So I've been looking up different lemons, and the Moroccan lemon is one that is pretty famous for the area that it is grown in. And so we are offering the Moroccan lemon right now, and we will be offering the Genoa lemon soon, which is the one they grow in Mentone, is a selection of that Genoa lemon.
Right.
And if you could only have one citrus tree, I think what I would take would be the Gold Nugget Mandarin, because that ripens in the summer, begins ripening in March, and then goes through the summer months when all the other mandarins are gone.
Right.
And many people say this is probably one of the best tasting of any citrus in the world.
Wow.
So
that's great. That's exciting. And that's you say most of it is ready, or some will be ready in September, John?
Some are going to be ready in September.
Okay.
But if you go to order, it tells you, so you can...
You can plan.
The ones that are up now, you can order for now or for September, depending on when they're available. But I would say that probably 80% of what I put up, maybe even 90%, is available right now for shipping.
And raspberries.
Raspberries,
I
got to
eat more raspberries.
Three different raspberries, too.
Baba Red, Fall Gold, and Heritage.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All do well, even in warm climates.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
That's great.
But they will also do well in cooler climates?
Except for Baba is only hardy to zone 6.
Okay.
Fall Gold and Heritage are hardy to zone 4.
Wow, that's quite a wide range.
Right. Zones 4 to 11.
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Mm. Excellent. I love raspberries, too.
Well, sure. Maybe you should order some and plant them.
Maybe I should. You're right.
Did you look at the list of blueberries we have available?
I was just going to click onto that because I wanted to mention the fact that my pink lemonade is in fruit now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's so beautiful.
Now, let our listeners know what a pink lemonade blueberry is.
Well, it's called pink lemonade because the berries themselves are pink.
Instead of blue,
right.
They're pink berries.
But, you know, this is the first year that I've gotten any sizable crops, so I'm very excited about this. And I'm hoping to harvest soon before the birds get them. Somehow the birds seem to know just the right moment to harvest themselves.
They wait till they're ripe.
Yeah. Right.
Well, pink lemonade's one we listed.
Yes, I see that.
So that is available. But isn't that a great selection of blueberries?
Yes. The South Moon, of course, is gorgeous because the flowers are also beautiful.
Well, and the size of a South Moon berry is the size of a quarter for a blueberry. How about
that? Good golly. That's great. Hey, John, your quote of the week. Our guest is standing by. We'll have a break coming up here in just a few moments or two. And again, 855-424-9825, our new number.
Okay, the quote is, no ray of sunlight is ever lost, but the green it wakes into existence needs time to sprout, and it's not always granted to the sower to live to see the harvest. All work that is worth anything is done in faith. And that was from Albert Schweitzer.
Yeah, I did. I read that this morning and thought that was a very very good quote.
I like Albert Schweitzer. I admire him. He also said, man has lost the ability to foresee and forestall. He will end by destroying the earth.
Oh, on that optimistic note, thank goodness Cheryl Williams is coming on in a couple of minutes.
And after the break, we're going to be talking about assuming the Earth isn't going to be destroyed quickly.
In the next few minutes.
Right. We're going to talk about pollinators and how you can bring them into your yard, build habitats for them, and do something positive for the Earth.
So if there's a knock at your door, some guy says, hi, I'm a pollinator, let me in. That's not what we're talking about, right?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
You'll have to discuss that with Cheryl.
Pollinator or not, we are going to take a break and back here on this Saturday morning. Our guest is coming up next, as Cheryl and John mentioned. Again, this new number, write this down, even tattoo it if you'd like, 855-4-BIZ-TALK. Again, that's 855, the number 4-BIZ-TALK. Or if you prefer, 855-424-9825. I'm Brian Main. Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio. Stepping aside, coming right back.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix and pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-2017. That's 800-600-2017. 800-600-2017.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We're excited to be back on the air with you on this Saturday morning. Yes, indeed. 1 hour today, 2 hours tomorrow. Back with your friends here on Garden America, John Begnasco, Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. And again, that new number, it is toll-free from anywhere, 855-424-9825. And our guest is ready to go, Sharon.
Well, as I mentioned many times before, you know, when we lead these garden tours, the main bonuses, besides seeing beautiful gardens, is the fact that we make new friends. And Cheryl Williams and her husband, Ed, were on the tour with us just recently and got to know her. In fact, I think the last night that we had together in Nice, my daughter and grandchildren got to sit with Cheryl and Ed, and we had such a lovely evening that night. And come to find out, Cheryl is a master gardener, and she was originally lived in Oregon and then moved to Austin, Texas, which was a huge change in gardening practices for her. And she told me some of the things that she needed to adjust to, primarily the soil conditions were a little bit different. But she also told me that she is really into building certain structures that will help house beneficial insects. So good morning, Cheryl. It's so great
good
to have
morning.
You on the program.
Thank you.
Sorry for
Sorry
for the long introduction. John kind of rolls his eyes when I start going on and on, as if let the person speak, for goodness sake.
You know, Sharon can read my mind. It's scary sometimes.
And I guess we're out of time.
Yeah, totally.
And that's I know how
it gave me time to think about how I'm going to save the planet. So
There you go. Well, I know that you're able to garden year-round, and from your blog, which I should mention, by the way, is yardfanatic.blogspot.com, is a wonderful blog and talks about your organic gardening principles, preparing your own food, but you also have so many great features on pollinator gardening, and in particular, how you constructed an insect hotel. So I thought you could tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, part of my challenge moving here to Austin is I moved out into the suburbs amongst a sea of grass. Everyone here has a St. Augustine grass lawn and not a lot of anything else going on. I'm a vegetable and fruit gardener, and so I, when I bought the place, I bought it because of its exposure, and I knew what I was going to put in, but I also knew that I was going to have to work fast if I was ever going to be able to be an organic gardener, you know, because if you don't have a balanced ecosystem, you get KO'd, you know, at every corner. So that's what I started to do. So I landscaped by with that in mind to bring in the wildlife, which hopefully non-destructive wildlife. So I landscaped with natives and herbs to bring in birds and what pollinators I could, but it still didn't seem to be enough to get my harvest up. So I started researching on the web, and I came across my inspiration, which is in the Botanical Garden at Paris. That I actually got to visit when we were over there, so it was kind of fun to see it. So based upon that, I researched on the web and trying to find out what I could do to attract native bees and other creatures to my garden. So that's what I did, and my structure is it's a vertical structure. It's about 10 feet tall, so it's not a little thing.
Wow, 10 feet.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, either go big or go home, right?
You've turned into a true Texan.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, don't forget she's in Texas
I'm gonna
now.
I'm going to put up just a little Mason bee block.
Okay.
So, but the other thing is it kind of doubles as yard art, so that's how I kind of, you know, justified it. But the whole idea was to bring in, especially our native bees, Texas has got an amazing amount of native bees, and they're mostly ground dwellers they're all solitary, and they're specifically adapted to the types of wildflowers around here. So luckily I had some of those flowers in my yard, and so that was kind of the basis of me researching what I could do to house these people. Because the whole idea for me was the reason I want to house them is that if they're hatching out of my yard, they're more likely to stay in my yard, or at least hit my yard first.
Yes.
Because, when you buy ladybugs or anything else, you know, you open
the
box. They
fly away.
They immediately fly. Yeah, they fly three houses down. So
right.
They're gone. Yeah. So that's the whole idea. And so if I get them hanging around, if I have food for them and shelter, then hopefully I can, you know, bring these, you know, guys in. So I am kind of that pollinator that goes up and down the street and tries to entice people to come to my yard.
Yeah.
So that's what I've done.
Okay. So
really cool.
So you started this hotel about 3 years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
And, so tell us some of the results of your efforts.
So the fun thing is I attracted different kinds of bees that I didn't expect or had never seen before. So my main resident are leafcutter bees, which are specific to the pink primrose that we have here. I also get the regular old, black mason bees. But I also get these really cool wasps. I have three wasps. One's called a club horn, one's called a cuckoo wasp, which is like this amazing metallic blue, and an aphid wasp, which is an itty-bitty tiny little thing that you have to really concentrate to see them. And the thing I like about the wasps is they are huge predators in my yard.
Yes.
And we have every pestilence in Texas, so I need all the help I can get to take those out. And I also have red wasps. And my favorite thing is to be sitting in the backyard and watching one of those red wasps pack off a looper.
Wow.
So it's really fun to do that.
So we're going to have to take a break in a minute. But when we come back, maybe we can talk a little bit about whether or not all of these insects that you're talking about are compatible with each other. And if they're not, is there some kind of a balance of nature that ensues even though they may not be compatible with each other?
Okay, do stay with us. And again, questions, comments for one of us or our guest, which we're very happy to have on. Here is the new number. Write this down. Remember it, 855-424-9825. That's 855, the number 4, BizTalk. And again, you can follow us on Facebook or email us, questions, comments, john@gardenamerica.com. Sharon Asakawa, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Happy Saturday to you. Happy weekend. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us. Got to step aside, taking a break, coming right back.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Home burglaries happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget, and at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
It is 35 minutes after the hour, Saturday morning edition of Garden America, heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-4-BIZ-TALK. And that's how you get through to us. Or you can email us, john@gardenamerica.com. Sharon?
We are talking to Cheryl Williams, who is from Austin, Texas. And she's been telling us a little bit about how she has been able to attract pollinators to her garden.
By building an insect hotel.
By building an insect hotel. And she was talking specifically about mason bees and bumblebees and wasps. Oh, my.
I've always thought insect hotels were something I wanted to avoid.
Yes.
But this is completely different.
This is completely
different. A hotel infested with bed bugs, right?
Yeah. So, Cheryl, why don't you, I think I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the fact that are all of these insects that you've attracted to the garden that are considered beneficial, but are they compatible with each other?
Well, that's the really fascinating part to me. I no longer have to watch The House of Cards on Netflix to get real drama.
Okay. That kind of answers it in a nutshell.
Well, it's really interesting to watch all of them because the first residents are always going to be the masons and the leafcutter bees, and they are a lot larger than these other wasps that also move into the hotel. So they'll come in, do their nest, and then, you know, fly off and go about their business. And then the wasps move in, and they will actually pop open the hole and lay their eggs inside the, you know, the new leafcutter mason bee hole. So the first time I saw that, I just went, no. This is not what I wanted. However, the great thing is a little while later, those, especially the leafcutter bees, will swing back around, and they will pop that hole open, dig out the wasp, and lay their egg and put it back in. And just for good measure, they'll dig out some more of the wasp because the holes, if a lot of those holes, the wasps will go ahead and lay their eggs all the way through. So it's really funny to watch those big old bees come in and go,
evicted.
and dig them out.
So they don't really harm the wasps. They just tell them to go elsewhere.
Well, they destroy their young, basically.
They
excavate them. Yeah.
Okay.
And then if the successful wasp hatchlings then have, you know, something to eat on their way out. So there is that. So they will eat everything that's in that hole. So it's been fun to, you know, to spy on them and, you know, take a look at it. So that made me feel better that when I saw those leafcutter bees come back and repair their holes and, you know, and evict the usurpers.
Yes. But so, but there's still enough population of the wasps and the different kinds of bees where it all works out. Maybe not for the ones that were evicted. But the ones that were not.
It does, because there's enough undisturbed eggs in that hotel that everybody hatches. And so it's really fun to, you know, be in February, because our spring comes very early. So I will be in February, and it's just kind. I have the hotel right across a pathway for my peach tree. And so I'll be out there in February, checking on my bud break, and there'll be like one or two blooms, and I'll be standing at the hotel, and I'll have somebody hatch and buzz past my ears to the peach tree. It is awesome.
You know, I think that some of our listeners might be picturing in their minds a hive of activity. And that's not really what you're talking about, because these wasps in these bees are solitary. They don't live in hives.
That's correct. And most importantly, they have zero interest in me. So when I was building it, these bees were moving in and starting to, to lay eggs while I was assembling it.
Wow.
They
were impatient.
And I stand out there all the time, like 4 inches from it, inspecting all my holes with these guys going all around me. And we're even talking about the big red wasps, that most people are terrified of. They also zero interest. So for that reason, we've been talking to some of our other master gardener groups who work in school gardens, and we're thinking of maybe installing a couple of these in a school garden because they're relatively safe. And for being around kids as opposed to a honeybee hive. So we're still working on that, though. it is fun.
I went to all the links that you supplied for me, and John was just asking me when we were off air on a break how I was able to access them because he couldn't find that. But I want to tell our listeners that if they go to your blog, yardfanatic.blogspot.com, and they scroll down and they go to your archives which is over on the right, and click on to that 2013, I believe, is when you have most of the information about insect hotel construction, which is fabulous. I mean, it's very detailed, as well as your trying to find all the supplies for building it. And I love the one that you wrote, the blog that you wrote on March 3rd of 2013 called A Hole in My Head, about using a dead ash tree for making a bee habitats and trying to drill appropriately in this often green wood. But I was thinking, that gives me an idea, because I had to take down a dead cork oak tree, and thinking that maybe I could, because it was not green wood, maybe I could drill some pieces and start that. Of course, you were thinking, what was I thinking when you started this project, right?
And here's a warning. I mean, even though you go, girl, you drill away.
Yeah.
That wood is so hard. And I kept some rounds, for future use, because I wasn't sure how much things were going to shrink and all of that stuff. And even trying to drill in the dry, which is now dry, it's just impossible. I go through drill bits that you would not believe. Luckily, I know how to sharpen them, but it's crazy. It's really hard. And so in hindsight, I think I would have picked the softer wood.
I'll keep that in mind.
It is hard to drill. And if you're in a hurry, you're going to be in the hospital.
Well, you did say you thought you got carpal tunnel syndrome by drilling those holes.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And I even looked at, buying a drill press. I thought, enough. But the drill press, because my grounds are 5.5 inches thick, I can't get the drill press to have a big enough throw to do that. I'm back to the drill.
Okay, I understand. But I would recommend to our listeners out there that your blogs on the Insect Hotel are very, very complete and full of great information, as well as a good dosage of humor, which I think you do have to have some humor here. I noticed when we were over at Hanbury Garden, I think... I had spotted this book on Insect Hotel, and then John was able to point it out to you. Were you able to buy that book?
In a red hot minute, I bought that book. Yes, I did, and it's really fun. It's, of course, in French. And do I read French? No. But I'm great at looking at the pictures, and and there's some of it I've already run through Google Translate. But it, what that book does is talk about, you know, the bees that you can find and the habitats that they would like to inhabit. And so that can direct you into how to construct habitat or even a hotel in your yard.
Well, it was such a pleasure to talk to you, Cheryl, and interesting. And once again, do go to yardfanatic.blogspot.com, and you can read all about the challenges and the rewards of gardening in Texas, including the Insect Hotel. And do give our best to Ed.
I will. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you guys again.
Take care.
Thank you for being with us, and we're going to take a break. One more segment coming up on this Saturday morning at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-4-BIZ-TALK. We're going to be speaking with Paul in Longpaw, California. You can do the same, or if you prefer, email us, john@gardenamerica.com. I'm Brian Main with Sharon Asikawa, with John Bagnasco coming back here on the Garden America Radio Show.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It is our final segment on this Saturday morning, 51 minutes after the hour. News coming up on many of these excellent BizTalk Radio affiliates. And again, follow us on Facebook, 855-424-9825, 855, the number 4, BizTalk, or John at GardenAmerica.com for your questions and comments. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Longpod, California, with a question. Paul, welcome to the show. Good Saturday morning. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning. I've been listening to your show for years.
Excellent. Thank you.
Really appreciate your information. I have iris. I originally purchased 3 individual rhizomes back in 2005, planted them, and they grew and expanded, and I divided them, and beautiful flowers. Except now, of course, the last couple of years we've had drought. And last year I had one flower out of about 150 plants. This year, the same thing. And I'm wondering, is there anything I can do to make them recover, or is it hopeless?
Well, have you thinned them out?
Yes.
Or are they still growing in the original clumps?
No, I originally had 3, and now I have 150, all thinned out. I divided them and, replaced them. And,
okay.
And after I divided them, they all came up with flowers, but this year and last year, no flower. Well, there was one flower in all
okay.
the plants.
And you mentioned that there's drought, so how have you compensated for that? How are you
watering? If it doesn't rain, in Lompoc, we got about 11 inches of rain this year. So if it rains, I don't water. And if we have at least a week, maybe 2 weeks of no rain, I will water. But I will only, where those plants are, I only water 15 minutes twice a week.
Okay.
So I keep the water down on them.
Yeah, you know what? 15 minutes twice a week might be way too much.
Okay.
I know that doesn't sound like it, but bearded iris like it on the dry side.
Okay,
and too much water will make the leaves grow great, but it inhibits the flowering. So I would say that in Lompoc is not a really hot area of the state either.
No, it's 70 in the summer and 50s in the winter.
Right. So during the summer in Lompoc, if you watered them once a month, that would probably be plenty.
Okay.
And then the natural rain in the winter, of course, is going to be plenty. And in the spring when they're flowering and they do use a little bit more water, it'll depend on what kind of soil you have. If you have a sandy soil, it's not going to be quite as bad as if there's a clay soil.
It's clay, but I've added tons of everything over the years, so it's pretty good soil now.
Yeah, but that pretty good soil is going to hold moisture longer than sand also.
Oh, right.
So, again, you're not going to need quite as much water. And I don't know if you have a mulch around them, but if you put on a mulch, then you need even less water.
Yeah, I do. I have mulched everything a couple of years ago, and maybe that's the factor.
Yeah, I think you're killing your blooms with kindness.
Okay, all right. I'll do that, and I really appreciate the information.
Yeah, what you might want to do is just cut back on the water drastically, and then if you haven't fed them, or you have been feeding them, make sure you use only organic foods because, again, if you use a chemical fertilizer, you're going to get more leaf growth to the detriment of the flowers. So okay. Something like maybe Milorganite, just broadcast over the plants either late in the fall or very early in the spring would help a lot.
How about cutting them back in the fall? Should I do that or just let them naturally die off?
No, I would let them die off because as long in most they're not, well, iris, the bearded iris is a rhizome, not a bulb, but most plants that are rhizomes or bulbous in nature, as long as the leaves are green, they're building up a food storage system that goes towards the next year's flowering. So as long as they're green, I would never cut leaves off. You know, once they turn brown, it's okay to go ahead and pull them off to clean them up. But let the plant photosynthesize and build up its root system so you'll get plenty of flowers the following year.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Paul, thank you for the phone call, and he was the first one to use the new number. How about that? I wish we had a prize to give him.
That's a mistake a lot of people make on bearded iris.
Too much water?
Yeah, because they and usually we find out that when someone has bearded iris that aren't blooming, that they have automatic irrigation, and they're keeping that area wet all the time.
Never gets a chance to dry out.
They just don't like the water.
Which is
good for California.
Yeah, even though 15 minutes twice a week sounds good, probably for other things, but not that because it doesn't give it a chance to dry out.
Yeah, now that might be okay if he was inland in a hot area.
Right.
But, you know, being in Lompoc where it's closer to the coast, cooler temperatures. Lompoc used to be, I don't know if it still is, Sharon, the flower seed capital, flower and vegetable seed capital of California anyway. Lots of companies would grow out their crops for flower seeds.
Ah.
You know who I learned that from?
Who did you learn that from?
Learned that from Bruce.
Did you
how about
really?
That?
I'll tell him that when I see him today.
Yeah.
Okay, John, just a few moments. I know you want to maybe quickly mention website. You hit something top of the show for those that didn't hear.
If you haven't been to the Garden America website lately, just go and see what we're starting to put up. The amount of fruit trees that are available are unbelievable and great quantities. Our friend Ed Livo has been working with me to offer these.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, everything from pomegranates to raspberries.
So there you go, GardenAmerica.com. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, that new number, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-4-BIZ-TALK. We'll do it again tomorrow. Going to kick things off at the same time here on the West Coast, 8 a.m. And, of course, Eastern Time Zone, 11 a.m., 2 hours on Sunday. It's going to be a great show once again. You can also email us with your questions and comments at john@gardenamerica.com. For the entire crew, I want to thank David, our director and studio coordinator, Sharon Asakawa, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us. We do hope to see you tomorrow. Again, it's the Garden America Radio Show. Until then, get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.